important that we all consider our increase. We want to remember that there's a prophecy of those that are going to advance, that those are going to claim their highest truth. And in essence, there's no separation. So it's not like someone's going to open to their light and someone isn't. But there's just, there's just a following. In other words, the more that we understand that we're all following each other, the more that we allow ourselves to be led, in that same moment that we're following, we're also leading. So the more that we understand that we're part of that, this magnificent tapestry, this magnificent accompaniment of awakening, we will allow ourselves to provide. In other words, when they say provide, it's like allowing yourself to know, allowing yourself to be instructed, allowing yourself to glow, allowing yourself to advance, allowing yourself to be seen, allowing yourself to be discovered, allowing yourself to be fully engaged. So when I said be seen, I literally saw energies turn away. So we want to remember there's this tendency to hide. We've all taken on lifetimes when we've been nailed to the cross or whatever it may be. We've all been crucified in one way or the other, including in this incarnation. So sometimes we're a little bit timid to allow ourselves to be known. This is very essential. This is why they keep helping us with our rooting system, our root chakra, our solar plexus chakra, so that we stay informed, so that we stay engaged, so that we stay in love's convenience. So we want to remember that the offering, the display, the sunshine, the heavenly value is going to keep increasing. Because the more that we will pre-select, meaning the more that we will absorb that light, the more that we will decree, the more that we will say so, the more that we will advance, the more that we will come upon our true remembrance of love, we serve the light mightily. So whether your word is God, Jesus, light, I am presence, it's very essential that we all stay committed. So you just may want to stay committed to truth, to love, to service, but whatever it is, now is the time to remember that God's got your back, meaning the light's got your back. Now, when I said God's got your back and the light's got your back, the light that went shimmering up my spine, it's like, whoo. So we want to remember that we're being welcomed to the dance, and we want to remember that we're being escorted, and we want to remember that there's absolutely no reason at this point to hold back at all, as we will allow ourselves to see, as we will allow ourselves to engage, as we will allow ourselves to orchestrate, as we will allow ourselves to advance into that holy remembrance and trust of self. So the more that we can stand erect, so standing erect is standing with the sunshine, standing with the light, standing with our true consideration, standing with heaven above, standing with our full orchestration. So the full orchestration is all the light that we're willing to hold, all the light that we're willing to consume, all the light that we're willing to consent to, all the light that we're willing to allow to fully circulate, to fully demonstrate, to fully engage, to fully surrender to fully allow, to fully be present. So again, the more that we allow that light to be strong, the more that we allow ourselves to receive from this heavenly bliss, from this stated name, from this place of true acceleration, all that we came here to serve, that we came here to demonstrate, that we came to give to others will be many. So just imagine like you collecting your supplies and then you're distributing it to many. In order to make the distribution, you must be well received. So we want to really understand that we want to be fully ingested. So fully ingested is, okay, I got my full supply of light. Now I'm ready to distribute. Now I'm ready to engage. Now I'm ready. When they say pre-select, it's like all those that we're going to serve, they're going to come and find us, or they're already in our midst because they know our name. In other words, everyone that you're going to be able to serve in this lifetime, it's like they're simply waiting for you to be ready. So allow yourselves to be gifted, meaning the more you receive the light, it's going to help through and through. In other words, it's going to help your own self-evidence, meaning your own life, whatever's going on, and it's going to help the many. Because as you continue to shine, you will offer that advancement, you will offer that sunshine, you will offer that holy gaze upon another readily. So remember, we're all turning on the light for each other. So the more that we can see, now we're going back to the very beginning. So whatever they said, but it was something like demonstration begin, and I'm watching energetically, some people turn away. So they're showing me the card of lead. And the card with lead, it's like a hand, and it's this very powerful ball of chi, this ball of fire, this ball of light. So we want to remember that we're the first to go. So, It's almost like a party or a welcoming or a festival. Like, just think of the festival of lights. You know, it's like everyone's going to hold a light and come to the river or come to the parade or whatever it is. And we're very comfortable in doing that. So this is where we want to like receive that heavenly glow, meaning that we want to allow that sunshine to resonate to, like when I say like splash down, it's like this light that, like, just imagine it being like splashes or waves, like jubilant, sunshine, joyous, happiness. So this is for all to receive. So imagine you're just being bathed, just sort of like I'm being splashed in my front, I'm being splashed in my back, let me turn around so you can get my sides. So we really want to sort of start feeling like this is the time to let go and allow merriment to escort us, allow merriment to dance with us. So we're all coming up some like very, oh, the energies, they're getting very powerful and strong, and they're really sort of in our face. So we each have our puzzles to solve. That's not the problem. We want to remember the dance. In other words, we want to remember to sort of swim with that light, to really allow ourselves to bathe in that holy illuminated offering, because that higher intelligence, that higher association, that higher knowledge is what's going to bring us into our new lifestyle. It's not like trying to fix anything from the old reality. Everything's coming up because it's the old consciousness, and it's like, what do you want to do with this? We want to let it go. We want to splash it with some light. We want to introduce it to the sunshine. So allow yourselves to achieve, allow yourselves to, what would be the word, like be illuminated. Allow yourselves to be illuminated. The energy I feel in my crown chakra, it's just so magnificent. Extremely strong, extremely powerful, extremely invited, extremely, they're saying easily digested. So easily digested is, it's here. It's here for the taking. It's here for the say-so. It's here for the introduction. It's here for the orchestration. In other words, partake. So as you will advance, they're saying scream out in joy. What they mean, you can scream out in joy, but what they mean is be gladdened, say yes, say okay. It's like any kind of affirmation, any kind of I affirm, I agree, I partake, I welcome it in. Any kind of welcoming would be very, very, supportive, relevant. So we're no longer turning around, we're no longer facing our back to the sunshine, we're facing our face to the sunshine, and we're welcoming it at last. So allow that golden harvest to be noted, allow it to be strong, allow it to be amplified. So strong and amplified is, you know, just take this little bit so there'll be enough for everyone. We're all still used to the concept of scarcity. So we all are still learning how to create with abundance, how to create with this idea that it's never ending. If we can remember, we're returning to identification with source. There is no limitation, there is no lack. I mean, it's just such a different system than we've been subject to, that it's gonna take a few moments to truly remember. So we wanna practice that. We just wanna notice, how willing are we? Do we stop? Do we feel like we only get a little bit? Do we crunch down? Do we turn away? Or do we readily receive? And so to receive that, we have to feel self-justified. In English, we need to feel worthy. So what's going to come up for a lot of us, do not be surprised, is the element of shame. So whatever, like the self-hatred, the shame, anything that has not been cleared, it's going to surface. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's that you're doing it quite, I can't get those words, but it's the next subject matter. Because when you introduce the not light, it's going to show you the amount of shame and guilt and darkness that you have been coinciding with, that you have been agreeing with, so that you step out at last, not to cause you problems, but that so you can turn the other cheek, meaning that you can choose anew. So allow, therefore, that liberal light to assert itself, to stand by you at last, to stream in, like to infinity, like no stoppage, no turning off the faucet. Like really allowing it to be claimed. Receive, 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 and allow there to be an echo, meaning when I hold my light, it supports the many. It supports the many. It supports the many. Receive, receive, receive. So it is.